Topic 135, The Planets. 1. As we have studied these various constellations, it will have become apparent to you that the main function of the planets is to be distributing agents for the energies emanating from the zodiac as they converge within our solar system and become attracted to our planet. Students need to understand more thoroughly than they do that the basis of the astrological sciences is the emanation, transmission, and reception of energies and their transmutation into forces by the receiving entity. The energies of the various signs are attracted by the different planets according to their stage of development and by what is esoterically called ancient relationship between the informing entities of the planets and of the constellations. This relation exists between beings and is founded on a law of affinity. It is this law of affinity which produces the magnetic pull and the dynamic response between constellations and planets within the solar system, and between some particular planet and the forms of life upon another planet and the impending energies, as they are called, which are being received from some major source. The capacity to receive and profit by the planetary energies themselves received as emanated from some constellation is dependent upon the point in evolution which determines the receptivity and the responsiveness of the mechanism of reception. This constitutes an unalterable law and accounts for the power of certain planets that may have hitherto remained undiscovered and that have therefore had little to do with evolution up to the present, owing to the unresponsiveness of the forms of reception. The planets, the energies, and the forces have existed all the time, but have remained ineffective and consequently undiscovered owing to the non-existence of the needed instruments of response. They will therefore have no effect upon the life and history of an individual, and only become potent and magnetically informing when a man has reached a certain point of development and is becoming sensitive to higher influences, and is in preparation for the treading of the path. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, pages 266 through 267. 2. How does it happen that one tiny, non-sacred planet should be considered of such importance that these great lives should be concerned with the unfoldment of mind in humanity? The answer is that they are not. It is humanity which, under the urge of great inflowing and outflowing energies, is concerned with the problem of mental development. In the last analysis, the problem of response to and interpretation of the environing contacts is one which is to be found on every planet, and particularly on the non-sacred planets. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, page 493.